Here's good news you don't want to hear from your daughter. The airbags work just fine.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Could you use a little good news today? Someone just told me, I listen to political podcasts, but I found your show. I'm tired of the negative. Thanks for what you do. Well, this is for new listener Ed. I hope this makes you grin, laugh, and rediscover hope. We'll start with real live headlines. Some are too silly to be true. City Council runs out of time to discuss shorter meetings. Just for fun, here's one that isn't true. News reporter eaten alive by 80-foot dinosaur. At least it didn't eat explosives. That would have been dynamite. Back to the truth. Goat, quote, arrested after walking into Saskatchewan Tim Hortons. Meh, I'd like a double-double. Do you guys serve goat milk? In football, a tight end returns after colon surgery. Sheep wander into greenhouse, eat 600 pounds of marijuana plants. No comment. Man with nothing to declare has 55 turtles in his pants. Come on. I wonder if the customs officials were turtly surprised. Were they shell-shocked? Meanwhile, in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, a huge search was launched after a 2-year-old girl disappeared from her home. She was found 3 miles away in the woods, barefoot, along with 2 family dogs. The rescuers found her sleeping, with one dog resting under her head like a pillow. The other dog lay next to her, keeping watch. Oh man, that makes my day. In Lavernia, Texas, 18-year-old Eric Johnson found his 2-year-old sister Rose floating unconscious in the family pool. He pulled her out immediately and started performing CPR. By the time their mom called 911, Rose was already regaining consciousness. First responders rushed little Rose to the hospital, where she was placed on a ventilator for 2 days. After she was removed from the ventilator, a tearful scene was captured on film. Rose reunited with her brother Eric, who saved her life. Their mom, Nina, told reporters, "Every time I look at him, I think about it. I don't think he realizes that he didn't just save her life, he saved my life as well. He saved our family's life." According to Nina, the incident has brought the 2 siblings together. They are now 20 and 4. She said, "They are so close. They cuddle together. They watch TV together. She shouts at him when he annoys her. It's beautiful." Who doesn't love a good rescue story? A helpless victim, a bold hero, risking life and limb. Maybe it's because deep down, we all know we need rescuing. In the Bible, Jesus told of a rescue. He said, "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." All of heaven rejoices when a sinner is rescued. Jesus is that rescuer. If you need saving today, reach out to him. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved." If you've done that, call and let us know today. Heaven throws a party when the lost is found, and we'd love to do that too. If there's better news out there, I haven't heard of it. Reminds me of another pretty good headline. Bear falls through skylight into party and eats all the cupcakes.
Promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.